Blog Talk Radio.
Scriptures teach us that to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus is one of the most pivotal acts that we can do. The scriptures teach us that when we make this decisive act, we have entered into a new reality. We enter into a new milieu. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new to remain so, or fresh to remain so. This is the teaching of the New Testament. The writers of the New Testament were not religious persons. They were individuals whose lives had been turned upside down and made anew by God. In other words, the old system, the old belief, the old religious orientation, the old philosophical understanding, the old cultural awareness, the old prejudices were supplanted by this new knowledge of God, this new epistemological orientation of the soul, wherein the soul, that is, the essential person, the personality, is gradually made new by the Spirit of God. And so we must hear the words of Jesus for what they truly are, without religious incrustation. Because religious overlay tends to obscure or hold us back from the real understanding of Jesus. We must hear him. We must hear him decisively. It is necessary in the nature of the case that we understand who Jesus is and why he spoke. If one has even a rudimentary knowledge of the New Testament, one comes to understand that Jesus did not speak merely to speak. Even a rudimentary understanding of the New Testament reveals that when he spoke the words of God. And so therefore, it is of vital necessity that we hear what he has to say. And that the New Testament understanding of hearing may be very different from our Western orientation. The Greek word for understanding or hearing in the New Testament is the word akouo. Akouo means to hear with a view to obeying what is heard. The New Testament understands that hearing is a completely somatic act or activity. That is, the entire person is involved in the act of hearing. This is true listening. And it's not merely being silent in order to answer back. This is a decisive hearing which changes the person internally to hear the words of Jesus, to hear them deeply, to hear them in a manner tells one to make this most greatest of decisions, that is, to follow Jesus. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 17, beginning at verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he, that is, Jesus, turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So these are the words of Jesus, spoken in Matthew, once again, Matthew chapter 17, verses 21 through 26. And he has this, that is, Jesus has this understanding of his unique destiny, of the import of his incarnation. He understands the necessity of his mission, whereas his disciple Peter does not understand the full import of the mission of Jesus. Jesus has this decisive viewpoint, this unwavering viewpoint. He understands in verse 21. He uses the verb must. He must go unto Jerusalem. The Greek term here is dei, D-E-I, D-E-I, dei, which means it is necessary, and the nature of the case. It is necessary for me to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. But he doesn't stop there. He says also, and be raised again the third day. And Peter, with his human understanding, which with his fleshly awareness, with his carnal understanding of the words of Jesus, not notice. Jesus spoke decisively, and he spoke in an unrelenting manner. And Peter was unable to receive Jesus' message. He was unable to receive the message of Jesus because of the limited epistemology, that is, a way of knowing, is engendered by the flesh. The flesh rebels, notice. The flesh consistently rebels against the word of God, against the truth. divine zeal, Peter sought to rebuke Jesus. Fabius from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. We remember that after the temptation, we read that Satan or the devil left Jesus for a season. The devil has returned in the words of Peter. Another thing we must understand is that having spiritual understanding, spiritual awareness, makes us alert to the words of the enemy, from whomsoever, and see who the enemy has chosen to use. He has chosen to use Peter in order to block the way of Jesus. Jesus turns unto Peter, said to him, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. For thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Notice the language. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, those that be of men. The world of man is under the authority of Satan. The world of man is ruled by Satan, by the adversary. And here, the enemy shows himself as an adversary to the will of God. Jesus goes on to say, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Join me, in other words, in my decisive role. Understand that to follow me means a very different life. Please understand that to follow God, one must not lecture God, one must obey God. That is, here with a view to obeying what is said. So our challenge as believing ones is to constantly hear Jesus with a view to obeying his word, of doing his word. We are to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. This is the word of the scriptures. And if you have a moment, read this passage and also read James chapter 1. It's very important that we understand that we're not to be mere hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Hearers of the word really deceive themselves. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.